This is the B-Team Podcast, a daily recap of what you missed this morning on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96,
a Boswell Media station.
Join us here for behind-the-scenes information, exclusive show content, and more. Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, appear as a guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at btpodcastms@gmail.com.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Brian Bemo Montgomery.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Rick Riley.
Don't everybody thank me at once.
This is the B-Team Podcast.
The B-Team Podcast.
We're here.
It's the B-Team Podcast. We thank you so much for listening. Of course, if it's your first time, the B-Team Podcast is a rebroadcast of some of the things that you get to hear on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96, your home for BMO in the morning. The award-winning Brother Breck to my right, as always. And we are this many days away from Thanksgiving. Now, I just realized that I showed you two fingers and nobody in the podcast world can see the fact that I'm holding two fingers up. So 2 days away.
Peace sign.
That's it. From that which is gobble gobble. And are there any traditions at the Riley house? I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. I get up every Thanksgiving at 5 o'clock. I do. I'll start, get a cup of coffee, go outside,
burn one,
come inside, get a shower, and I start cooking at 6 a.m. From 6 until probably 11. We'll eat usually around 12. Sometimes, you know, and I'm doing breakfast in there. So we'll probably eat Thanksgiving around 2. But for me, tradition is to get up, I start cooking early. I do my breakfast, which is a very small one on Thanksgiving because everybody's going to be eating and jamming it too. But I watch, while I'm cooking, the football games. That's my thing. And I'll usually have the volume on the TV turned down and I got Christmas music going because it helps me get through. So I can't have a Thanksgiving day without getting up early, a cup of coffee, I'll burn one, and then my Christmas music starts at 6 a.m. and we eat it too. You got any that you guys do?
No, not really. I mean, for the past few years, it's just me and my mom on, that morning, because my sister usually, you know, going with her husband's family somewhere. So go to my mom's house and we watch the parade and we might have breakfast. But most of the time, if it's something like cinnamon roll, you know,
Yeah,
not like a big breakfast, just something tiny to eat. And then we watch the parade and then we go to the football games. So it's Dallas, usually Dallas at the 12 o'clock game.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mid-afternoon game is usually with Detroit.
Yeah.
And then they have they started the evening game a few years ago. The Saints are playing. But then, you know, with the Egg Bowls on Thanksgiving, because, you know, it was on Thanksgiving when I was growing up. And then when I was, like, in early college, they moved it back to Saturday. And just a few years ago, they moved it back to Thanksgiving. And last year, it was on the Saturday. So it's kind of one of those, you just have to wait and see where it is. And yeah, so we do that. Sometimes, you know, my cousin's a big Ole Miss fan. He'll come and me and him will watch the game together.
Now, I was going to say, because you were talking about this off the air, about how long that they've been playing. They've actually played each other 118, 114
times? This will be 118.
The 118 times that they played, but the Egg Bowl has only been around
this
for...
This will be the 94th Egg Bowl.
And
so was that 24? 24. They played 24 times before they had the Egg Bowl.
And you said it's the longest running... Active
10th longest running uninterrupted.
Oh, 10th run. What's the first one?
It's one of the, I think it's one of the Big Ten ones, like Wisconsin and Michigan or Minnesota, Wisconsin.
I'd love to see what that top 10 looks like.
One of those. You know, it's the second most played rivalry in the SEC. The Auburn and Georgia is the most played rivalry, and it's only like two or three games over the State and Ole Miss.
Because I would have thought Auburn and Bama, but no.
No, they didn't play for long. Auburn and Bama haven't played that much. They didn't play for a number of years because Bama refused to go to Auburn to play. If they were going to play, they were going to play in Birmingham.
Right.
And so they were just like, yeah, well, we're just not going to play. You know, if you're not going to come to Auburn and play, we're not going to play.
The thing, you know? I mean, no disrespect to Auburn fans, but the thing I've never understood at all, they're the Auburn Tigers, but they cry War Eagle.
Yeah.
Now, the War Eagle, if you don't know, is an eagle was flying over the field during one of their games.
Yeah, and they came back to win.
And they came back and won, and they used the eagle as a symbol of good luck.
Same thing with State and the cowbell.
Yeah.
The cow wandered on the field, State came back and won.
Yeah. So it's ironic and, you know, just one of those weird things that happen in college football. But again, big weekend, big rivalry weekend. You got a final score that you're looking at as far as the Egg Bowl?
Nope. Won't predict it, ever.
How close are you expecting it to be?
I think it's going
to
be a close game.
Fewer than 10 points?
Yeah.
Think it could come down to 3?
No, because I don't think either team can kick the ball that well.
Because I know they were trying open tryouts for Ole Miss.
Rule number one of gambling. Leave emotion at the door.
Leave emotion at the door?
That's why you can't gamble on your own team. Because you can't be...
Unless your name's Pete Rose.
You can't be unbiased. Well, you're playing in the game. Then you can affect the outcome. Actually, he never bet on the teams. He never bet on his own team.
No, he never did. So. Here's a curious question real quick on this one. Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame is coming up. I saw that A-Rod's eligible and a couple of other, you know, shoo-ins, I'm sure. Will Pete Rose ever make the Hall of Fame, in your opinion? You don't think so?
He should.
I think he should.
I'm a Pete Rose guy.
Yeah.
And I think he should. But somebody high up in Major League Baseball, he pissed off the wrong person. That's what it is. Back in. I don't know what
it was. Bud Selig back in the day. I remember that.
Who it was, but he pissed off the wrong person. No, he'll never be. He should be. I'm a Pete Rose guy.
Yeah.
After all the steroid guys did everything.
Oh, yeah.
He did everything.
He gambled baseball, but it wasn't his own team.
It goes with the same thing. It's like you can do a lot of things morally wrong, and they don't care. You mess with people's money, and they care. So that's the only reason it was. He could have probably, like I said, he could have used steroids, could have been the world's worst human being ever and still get into the Hall of Fame. But you mess with people's money, they're going to be mad.
It's the B-Team Podcast.
This is the B-Team Podcast, sponsored by Mammoth Power Company, the official workout gear of the B-Team Podcast. Lead from the front.
Get your shit in and go to work.
Get your gear at mammothpowercompany.com.
It's the B-Team Podcast, and we thank you so much for listening today. If it's your first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. If it's your second, third, fourth, fifth, or whatever, as the man likes to say, there are meetings for that.
Every other Tuesday.
So get yourself in and join the fun. Make sure you tell a friend. We appreciate it. Again, coming up on December 2nd, I'm dying. Totally dying right now because I am the worst in the world when it comes to keeping secrets. I'm that person that buys you something for Christmas and goes, look what I got you. Look. And then you go, shit. And then you have to go back and buy something else. Well, you know what I'm saying? You ever get one of those presents you're just so fired up for to give somebody and you go, here, I just can't wait. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm terrible like that, but I'm promising you, B-Team Nation, come December 2nd, the opportunity is there because it's like a representation of all that's important to Brother Breck and myself, and no, it's not our own beer, although we should come up with one.
We definitely should.
I don't know how difficult that would be. I mean, I've got friends of mine who do the craft beer.
I mean, you can buy a home beer brewing kits.
Yeah, but I don't have the time, nor do you, to sit there and come up with one. So I'm thinking we should pay somebody to come up with one.
Yes.
Either that or we'll just steal it and put our own beer label or labels on it and do it like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we are in Tally County. They've been known to make whiskey here from time to time, so we could do that as well.
What would a B-Team Podcast brew taste like? See, because I'm all about the IPAs. You're an IPA kind of guy.
Strong with a bitter aftertaste.
I didn't say what type of beer would symbolize my ex. I'm just speaking of beer. I know you've been waiting all morning long to talk about this one.
It's been hard to wait to talk about it.
It is now a proven medical fact that if you are someone who indulges in the adult beverage, such as beer, go ahead and tell them, because I know you've been waiting on this one.
It proves, supposedly, a new study proves that the beer drinkers do not suffer from, quote, impotence as much as non-beer drinkers.
It's true. A recent study found moderate drinking slashed the risk of erectile dysfunction by nearly a fifth compared to non-drinkers. Experts say the nitric oxide levels, which widens blood vessels and improves circulation, is affected by alcohol. Moderate boozers have an 18% lower risk of impotence. Guidelines recommended for this recommend no more than 6 pints of beer or 6 standard glasses of wine for men and women.
There you go. There's a new meaning to the term hard seltzer. Let's have a stiff beer.
That just proves everything you need to know.
I said the person that brought me 100 beers, man, maybe they had a little something else in mind.
They get you drunk.
Yeah. They were thinking about something.
Yeah. Masculinity in men linked to better outcomes in life, education, and marriage. Masculinity is linked to better outcomes in men's personal and professional lives. Researchers found that men reported themselves as more masculine and had wealthier weights and higher rates of life satisfaction. They were also more likely to attend college, rarely feeling depressed, and stronger abilities to control their emotion. Huh. So here's what you do. You go get some testosterone, you overdose on it, and you walk around and there you go. Who would have known?
Then you drink some beer so you can have, yeah.
Of course, this past weekend you had your very first wedding with your mobile company.
Yeah, well, DJ action going on. It was good. It was fine. It was an older couple wedding. I mean, like the groom's like 41, the bride's like 39. Mm-hmm. I don't mean older couple. I just mean it's not your standard young person
wedding. Yeah, not a 20-something.
Yeah. So there wasn't as much, you know, party going on afterwards because of the older crowd.
Right.
Yeah, so everybody left out pretty early. Luckily, there was the bride did have like teenage daughters, so all of the daughter's friends and them, they stayed on the dance floor, so they kind of kept the energy going all night, so that was good.
There was a little rumbling going on.
The bride's daughter's about threw hands. I don't know why. They're about to throw hands, man.
Almost had a royal rumble at the wedding.
Right there in front of Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch style. Right there in front of the DJ table, man.
Give me a hell yeah.
Man, this is wild.
One of the biggest problems that couples face when putting together their wedding plans is the guest list. They have now proven research that will help you eliminate getting rid of couples that you don't want to have attend your wedding. You know how you do this?
You just don't invite them.
No. Destination weddings. More than 2/3 of Americans would have a destination wedding in order to trim the fat of their guest list. The average survey respondent said that the perfect number of wedding guests is 56 people. Or how many people attended the wedding that you just did?
It's probably 80.
80? No, that's close. Destination weddings, only 36% of people who are invited go, which is crazy.
So you could just not invite the people that you don't want to come. Wild idea. Just don't invite them.
Yeah, but then you get to deal with, why didn't you invite me to your wedding?
No, I didn't want you there. I mean, it ain't that hard.
Apparently they don't drink beer.
I mean, like, it's your wedding. If you don't want somebody there, don't invite them.
That's true.
I mean, it's not hard to figure out.
Almost 1/3 of Americans think that a smaller guest list would encourage them to have a destination wedding. As far as obstacles in making it a destination wedding, half the poll says that they would not attend if it becomes too expensive for them to travel. The most popular destinations have beautiful beaches, with 36% of respondents choosing Hawaii and 1/3 selecting the Caribbean. 1/3 of the guests most likely to attend a wedding if it took place in Hawaii.
I don't understand paying invitations to send to someone that I don't want at my wedding. It just doesn't make any sense. I mean, I'm a polite guy in general, but still at the same time, I ain't gonna piss on you and say it's rain. So I don't understand the point of like, God, I really hope they don't come, but I'm gonna send them an invitation anyway. No. And if they ask you, I almost got lost in the mail. Sorry. You can keep it.
Yeah.
Say, oh, it came back to us. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, have it returned.
Yeah.
Put it off by like a couple of numbers. Instead of 2045, you write 2049.
Yeah, something like that. Oh, it came back. Here it is right here. Oh, man.
Ever been to a party
Yeah.
That you invited someone to go to and they embarrassed the hell out of you? Ever had to leave a party early because someone you went with? Or you ever been somewhere with a date and they embarrassed you and you had no idea what to do?
No, not really. Not with a date. I've been with, like, you know, a couple of friends that I went to a party with and some of them started acting a fool.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, I don't care. I'll tell them, like, if you want to be a jackass, you can just leave. I'm here having a good time. I'm not leaving because of you.
Right.
You know, if you don't want me to problem, you leave. I'm staying.
A woman in Michigan was left in tears after her living boyfriend sent her home in an Uber because he didn't like the outfit she was wearing to the party.
I mean, did they not ride together?
Oh, they did. He sent her home in an Uber.
But I mean, did he just not like it when she got to the party?
I have no idea. Nikki Jabs took to TikTok and revealed that she met a guy off of a dating app called Hinge. She said they hit it off right away, and after spending only a few days together, he asked her to move in with him. Oh, first red flag.
Red flag right there.
She then said that he invited her to one of his work functions, and she was so excited to meet his coworkers and friends, she spent 40 minutes doing her hair and makeup so that she could look nice for the event. Now, here's a picture.
Well, that's all the picture.
Yeah. I mean, she's a pretty girl.
Oh.
She said that he invited her to the work function. She was excited to meet her coworkers. But while getting dinner beforehand, he told her that he was embarrassed by her outfit and that she couldn't come anymore. So he called her an Uber. The outfit included a pair of high-heeled waisted paper bag pants, a black crop top that barely showed her stomach. And when viewers asked her to elaborate on what went down, she explained things had already started to turn sour after he said that...
like too revealing?
She didn't know how to dress.
Is that what he was thinking? Too revealing, maybe?
I don't know. But looking at this, I mean, she's a beautiful woman. I don't get that, but to each their own. On our social media sites, of course, you can find them on Instagram and Facebook. Just go to the B-Team Podcast. Questions today for our social media listeners and followers included. And I always try to put these together with you in mind. What are flirty signs that guys miss? Some of the answers included. You ready? She took my phone and put it in her bra and said, try to get it now, but I didn't try.
That seems kind of obvious.
Yeah. I had a girl in college ask me after a late night of studying one-on-one in the library if I wanted to come see her dorm room. That's fairly obvious, dude. A girl asked me if I wanted to come over and watch a movie on Netflix. I'd never heard of the movie, so I declined her offer. A few weeks later, I learned what Netflix and chill meant.
Yeah, that's when it's pretty obvious.
Because you look for the best in people. I'm not saying that you're oblivious.
But
sometimes
I just always think that people are being nice. Because, you know, that's what I am. Like, I'm just a nice person, you know, and I'm just like... It comes down to what you say, how you say it, and when you say it.
Right.
And, you know, if it's like 11 o'clock at night and someone's like, hey, what are you doing? Like, we pretty much know what that means, right? I mean, yeah. I'm in the bed. What else am I doing?
If you get a phone call at 11 o'clock.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Growing up, I was always just like the nice guy, mm-hmm. right? So I was always just like, the, you know, the friend person, you know, the friendly guy. And I'm really easy to talk to. So girls like to talk to me.
Right.
And, you know, so same thing. So eventually, you know, at first you think, oh man, she likes me. And then a few times you realize you're just you're the friend.
Right.
And so after a while, that's just what you automatically default to. Right.
Okay.
So no matter what, if they're just like, they want to talk, you're just like, oh, hey, what's going on? You don't think anything of it. You're just like, oh, I'm just being, you know, they're just being friendly, you know, and it's not a lack of confidence or anything. I think most people would tell you, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
But it's just more so me just being like, oh, they're just being nice.
She shows up with tassels and a thong.
You need a jacket? Cold? What's what happened? You must need a jacket for the night. Basically. That's me.
It's the B-Team Podcast.
This is the B-Team Podcast. Sponsored by Mammoth Power Company. The official workout gear of the B-Team Podcast. Lead from the front.
Get your shit in and go to work.
Get your gear at mammothpowercompany.com.
It's the B-Team Podcast again. We thank you so much for tuning in today. If it's your first time, welcome. Tell a friend. If it's not, repeat offenders, we love you just as much, if not more. Again, we invite you to tell friends, subscribe, help get this podcast
meetings
going.
Every Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And
first step of recovery is admitting you have a problem.
That's right. And, yes, I was looking earlier at some of the analytics that are on here. 854 listens.
Nice. How much money do we have now?
You ready for this?
About something decent?
I don't know if you're ready for this. I don't think you can handle this at all. But
we can buy a chicken quesadilla for Christmas.
Split it.
Yeah, so we can buy.
The goal is to get to 1,000 listens before
December 31st.
Get yourselves ready, because coming up on December 2nd, we have some things that are coming, and I'm excited. I am so excited.
We're going to get them gift cards for them, right? Or subscriptions.
I was looking for those.
gift cards for subscriptions.
I may put you on that, because I looked everywhere and I can't find anything that I can come up with a custom gift card, because I want plastic. You know, those.
Oh, that's going to cost you some money.
I want to, or maybe we could make some. Make gift certificates.
Just make something.
Like, remember the McDonald's gift certificates when you were little? You came with it in a book?
Yeah, if you got outstanding student at school or something, they'd give you a little coupon or like a certificate or McDonald's, Pizza Hut. Yeah. You get the personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut.
Those were always cool to get. They make the excellent stuffing stalker. So there's your stuffing stalker right there. Get yourself a B-Team gift certificate. And you can say, look how much I spent on this.
Yeah, exactly. That's how much you mean to me.
So, earlier we were talking about misinterpreting things, getting signals crossed with regards to women being nice and men not taking the hint. When it actually does happen and you take the bait, I got a question for you.
Okay.
How long do you stay at the female's house, or how long do you let her stay at your house once the deed is done, before you or her needs to leave?
Depends on who it is.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's one of those, I don't want to see you, I'm get up and leave right now. And if there's more of a connection, then, whatever.
My thing was always this, because one question always came into my mind when I was making that decision. And that question was, how long, once we're done, am I going to have to sit here and hold her? Because you can't just go and then I'm done.
You can.
I'm not wired that way. But is an hour, 2 hours, you know?
Like I said, it just depends on the person. If there's a if there's a connection there, that's cool. You know, if not, then I don't think it's a big deal for people to just be like high five
and be
going out.
High five. Now, I will not lie.
Fist bump.
I will not lie. I'm laughing not because it's funny. I'm laughing because I've done that. I have done that.
Just high five, fist bump. Go team.
Later. Good times. good looking out.
Go team. Right?
But how would you begin to plant the seeds for your departure?
Like if I'm leaving?
Yeah.
Just get up and leave.
Just get up and leave?
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta go.
Oh man, look at the clock. Gotta go.
I gotta be up early. Right? That's always an excuse for me.
Is that your best line that you've ever used for your departure?
Yeah, it's gotta be up early. You know? I got friends coming over.
Gotta be up early. What I need now is female insight into this question. Miss Ashley joining us, as she does periodically.
Hola.
When you have company who comes over to Netflix and chill. Okay. How long should a man stay who isn't spending the night? Once the cookies have been baked and the movie is over and you have chilled.
It depends.
It depends.
I never Netflixed and chilled. So
you never Netflixed and chilled? Well, you have friends, like, and women talk more than men. Women talk more than men do. Trust and believe this, fellas. If you're listening, a woman will call and tell three friends before you call your first.
Yep.
It's
absolutely correct.
So if it's a casual thing.
Yeah, if it's a casual thing, I mean.
How long should they?
Bam, bam, we're done. Get out. I mean, I'm just saying.
One of the questions that always popped into my mind was, how long should I lie here and hold her? 1 hour, 2 hours.
If it's a casual thing and she's not interested in a relationship,
yeah.
just don't hold me long. Just, don't. You know, once I get up, you get out. Maybe that's just me.
No. Now, are you a huggy, affectionate person, or are you a just don't touch me?
In a relationship,
I'm saying, but you know, with you and Mr. Davis, I mean,
yes.
You're a snuggle afterwards.
Yes.
Okay. How long have
Not
y'all
for
been?
Too long, though.
I was gonna say, how long have y'all been together?
We've been together almost 10 years. This okay. January will be 10 years.
Okay. So, I mean, you're right about the same amount of time that Yvonne and I are. And with us, it's like, high five, get up, I go to the shower, come back.
After like 10 minutes, I'm kind of like, all right, well, we got some stuff we can do now because the kid's not here or asleep or whatever. So, you know, we need to wash some dishes and do some clothes.
She's like, ooh, I'm full of energy now. Let's do something.
Yeah, it's either that or you're tired or you're hungry.
And he's like this.
Yeah, it's half and half with him. He's either dead tired or he's ready to do everything.
Okay, now, I was talking earlier, and Brother Breck hasn't seen this yet, but coming up on December 2nd, the holiday fanfare will begin, and I wanted you to see this because, you know, I hurt you, and you're an important part of the family.
Aw, but I hurt you too.
Are you ready?
See, I love it. I love the...
But look at this.
Yes.
Does that not pop?
I love that it's got the pop of yellow on it.
It does pop.
I want one.
I have these coming in.
Yes.
This is a me exclusive.
Oh.
I got this just for me. Should I get more? Do you like that?
I love that.
Because
I love that.
It doesn't say anything on the back. It just has
just
that.
It's cool.
You know, and I was thinking, starting next year, I want to do something for the littles.
So definitely.
I
love it when somebody offers kids clothes because I've got a 2-year-old.
Yeah. So. Well, I was thinking either yellow or black.
Yes.
And I want to call them my busy little bees.
Oh.
So what we'll do is, if you make good grades, have mom or dad send me a copy of your report card, and then you can walk away with your very own little busy bee.
That would be adorable.
I think so.
Moms like me will eat that up.
But he's going to freak out because he hasn't seen any of this. I was afraid that it was going to be too feminine.
No,
or too soft.
It's not.
I think it pops.
It looks cool.
I love that. I got to get the boss in here and see what Mama B says. And if Mama B's down, then I know I've got something that's going to be hot. But this.
Mm-hmm. It's so good.
I can't wait. I did good.
You did awesome.
I get,
of course.
I get bumps. I'm happy. Now, you mentioned Mama B. Mama B is here. Melissa Boswell Townsend, the everything. Everything. Without saying what you're looking at, all I want from you is a blind reaction. I like it. It's pretty. I'd have done this, blah, 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 blah. You cannot say what this is. Okay? This is what's coming December 2nd. Are you ready?
Yes. Okay. I can't say what it is.
You can't say what it is, but do you like it?
It's really cool, yeah.
You like? What do you think of the colors?
I like the contrast you got going on there. Good design.
Does it? But this looks sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, next question. We have these coming.
Oh, those are super cool.
You like these a lot?
Look at you.
From the most creative person I know. It passes mustard?
It passes mustard.
That's all I need to know. Brother Breck making his way back in here, and it's unanimous, Bo. Everybody is fired up about what's coming, excited, super excited, and time now for something we call Things We Learned Today. One thing Brother Breck did not learn today is what Miss Melissa, Miss Ashley, Miss Laura, and Miss Lisa know. They've all been sworn to secrecy, so don't ask. But you are going to shit when you see it. And even more so than you, I totally think that what's coming in on December 2nd, a lot of people are fired up about. I've already had people asking me, how can I get one? So there's BMO and Black exclusives that nobody else can get, just us. We can stick it in their face and make them jealous as hell.
I like it.
Because it's that cool. Well, and the thing about it is, normally under circumstances, it wouldn't be around long. I have a feeling this, even as much as you love it, you're going to want to display it and go, yeah. You will walk up and pick up chicks in a bar by going, oh yeah, look at this. And they're going to go like this. Oh, Brad.
They're gonna say, hey, you wanna
penny come, droppers.
You want to come watch Netflix? No, I don't like that movie. Yes. Fast.
Yes.
Watch Netflix. No, I can't remember.
Yes. Sometimes a woman isn't being nice. She just wants to jump your bones and mount you like a trophy bass.
I did have a friend the other day invite me over to eat, but like, I'm pretty sure it was just a friendly thing.
What'd she invite you over to eat? Because dinner sometimes plays a factor in this. Now, she brings you over for oysters?
Yeah. Hamburger helper.
Oh.
I ain't hamburger helper. Wow, that's just good. I mean, I'm like, come on now.
And see, that's seduction in itself right there, because it makes a great meal.
It does. Yeah, you got the hamburger helper. Like, you got some Hot Wheels over there I can play with, too? Come on now.
We learned that you should never jump the rail at a WWE house show because you might get your shit split. I don't understand that. What goes through someone's mind and goes, when he walks over here, I'm going to jump this rail and beat his ass?
These guys beat people up for a living, dude.
Leave the wrestlers alone.
Like, this is what they do. Like, it may be fake or scripted or whatever, but the muscles ain't fake or scripted.
No.
You still got to be able to pick the dudes up, so they strong.
And the majority of these people that wrestle do have some type of martial art training. Seth Rollins, I know, for example, I wish I could pronounce what it's called.
Krav Maga?
Yes. Thank you.
That's what the Israeli fighting, what they teach everybody in the Israeli army.
Yes, but yeah. You don't mess with wrestlers. You will get your...
Well, like most of them are like Brock Lesnar, Shelton Benjamin actually are wrestlers.
Yeah.
Was it?
Olympic wrestlers. National champion.
Yeah, Dolph Ziggler was a wrestler, you know, actual... Like, they can throw you down really quickly.
Yeah, and make it hurt.
And then you got folks like John Cena or Cesaro who are just, like, strong as oxes. Oh, yeah. You know, they don't...
No, stay away from it. And last but not least, we learned that it's time to go. So, make sure that you join us tomorrow for our... Are we going to do a Thanksgiving? No.
I ain't going to be here.
No. So, join us tomorrow for the final B-Team podcast of the week. And on that note, you can say goodbye, Brother Breck.
Have a stiff beer. Goodbye, Brother Breck.
You've been listening to the B-Team Podcast. Catch BMO and Breck weekday mornings on Mississippi's Superstar Country, Kicks 96.
A Boswell Media station.
Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, appear as a guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at btmpodcastms@gmail.com.